Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our studies in selected psalms. And the psalms which we would like to notice today are Psalms 120 to Psalms 134. Someone might say, isn't that a large order to cover in 15 minutes, 14 psalms? These psalms are remarkable. They're very short. And they are called, each psalm is captioned by the words, a song of degrees. Now that was the way it was originally written. They are psalms of David, as you will find out in the study of them. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, it might be to your advantage and to your instruction to notice these psalms as we speak of them. Now the song of ascents, or the songs of degrees, are really the song of ascents. That's the thought in mind. They are thought to be sung when they were making their pilgrimages up to the city of Jerusalem. Three times a year, all the males of the children of Israel had to appear in Jerusalem. Well, the ladies and the children went along, but it was the males that had to appear. And so we read, well, the instruction for this is given in Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16. We'll read the verse. These are the words of Moses as spoken to him by the Lord. Three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord in the place which he shall choose. In the feast of unleavened bread, which was right after, immediately after the Passover feast, the feast of unleavened bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Now the children of Israel gathered in groups to go up to Jerusalem at these various periods. One was at the Passover, and then at the weeks, the Feast of Weeks, which was 7 weeks after the first fruits were reaped. And then in the Feast of the Tabernacles. Now they went together in groups for a very good reason. They went together in groups so that they could protect themselves against marauders, against bandits, particularly. And that it formed a measure of protection for them. But it did more than that. They had fellowship. They got together as families, and this was a meeting time. Three times a year, it was a meeting time, and that's why these psalms were written. These are the psalms of ascents. We see this actually carried out in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, we read there in verse 41, now his parents, and they're referring to the Lord Jesus, his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover, as ordered. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, see, they travel in companies, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Well, they found him in the temple, talking with the priests. And they were amazed at the wisdom of this boy of 12 years of old, of age. This boy of 12 years of age was God manifest in human flesh. But this shows that this 1,500 years after Moses was given these instructions, here the children of Israel are carrying out the instructions. They're going up to Jerusalem. Joseph and Mary, of course, went up from Nazareth. All right. Now, in Psalm 120, these are all the Psalms of David. We have David in a discontent to remain among the nations that did not revere the Lord. Listen to his words. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty and coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt in him, with him rather, that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they're for war. Now David finds himself among these people, probably fleeing from Saul. Saul knew that David was going to be anointed to replace him, and Saul sought to kill David. And this may well have happened when David sought exile among these peoples. But when it came time to go up to the feast, as Moses had ordered, through the instruction of Jehovah, of course, he felt a pull to go to Jerusalem, and he felt a push to get out of the company of these people that had no reverence for the Lord. Now, Psalm 121 is a psalm, a traveling psalm. David says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He ends up this short psalm, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this day forth and even forever. Now he's speaking in the singular pronoun here. This is his experience. He's traveling, but he soon finds company. In Psalm 122 we read, I was glad when they said unto me, now you notice it's the plural pronoun now, I was glad that they said unto me, let us go up, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, under the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, in Israel, of course, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they may prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy gates. And then in Psalm 123, we have godly Israelites wanted to serve the Lord as devoted servants. Notice what they say. And unto thee, I'll lift up my eyes, as O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look upon the hands of their masters to see what their masters are doing, to see what they're going to need next, and the eyes of the maiden under the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord, our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Now we go on here, and he says, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Now in Psalm 124 we read there that the Lord had delivered them from the enemy and they wanted to show their gratitude. Notice it, please. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, collectively of course, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. When the waters overwhelmed us, the streams had gone over our souls. The proud waters had gone over us. But notice, please, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us a prey to their teeth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, verse 8. Who made heaven and earth, and they wanted to express their thanks to the Lord, as recorded in Psalm 121:25 tells us, despite the enemy, the Lord gave them peace. They to trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth. What? To protect them. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. And he goes on to say, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth as the workers with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. And oh, that peace was expressed in their going up to Jerusalem. and enjoying the presence of the Lord. Now, part of the Psalms, this series of Psalms, the Song of Degrees, they're prophetic. David becomes prophetic in the 126th Psalm. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, this involves the whole nation. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. The Lord had turned aside their captivity. They're going back to Jerusalem as they did in the feast days. Then we read there, the Lord hath done great things for us. Wherefore we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It was a time of joy. Our mouth was filled with laughter, verse 2, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the Lord hath done great things for them. Yes, they were a joyful people. Psalm 127 goes on to say, extols the beauty of the family relationship with God and how that blessed the family relationship is. Psalm 128 and 127 and 128 extols the beauty of the family relationship as established by the Lord and how it was beautiful to the Lord. Psalm 129 is David in retrospection. He sees the spiritual poverty of the wicked, and it becomes manifest in the emptiness of their lives. In Psalm 130, David wants his longings for the Lord to be the attitude of godly Israel. Psalm 131, David wants his resignation to the will of the Lord to be the experience of the Israelites. In Psalm 132, David reveals his desire to build a magnificent temple for the Lord. He includes Israel in his desires. In Psalm 133, David shows how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 134, I'm going to read. The journey now is finished. They traveled up to Jerusalem together. They enjoyed the things of God together, visiting in the family relationship. And now Psalm 134, they've reached their goal. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. What can be learned in this Song of Degrees? The lesson, I believe, is this: collective fellowship, mutual enjoyment of the Lord. Now, this is a church relationship just as well as it is in Israel. And that relationship is that we warm each other by our fires of devotion to the Lord. Oh, how wonderful it is when the people of God join together to bless the Lord. Our Father, today, we thank you for the privilege that we have, and we owe you so much. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, our wonderful Savior and Lord, in his name. Amen.